Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Jimmy Johnson, Fred Allert, William McKinney, and Alfred Bryan, and fulfill some requests. Last week, September 14th, marked the birth in 1896 in Chicago, Illinois, of pianist and composer James C., J.C., or Jimmy Johnson. After moving to New York in the early 20s, he made his first recordings, accompanying blues singers, including Ethel Waters. He was best known, however, as a composer, working with lyricists including Henry Creamer, Andy Razaf, George Whiting, Nat Burton, and writing lyrics for Fats Waller, with whom he wrote for the Broadway show Keep Shufflin'. Johnson founded the Crescendo Club in Harlem, a group of black songwriters, and the Good Hearts Welfare Association. He died in New York City at age 84. His compositions include Louisiana, Dusky Stevedore, Do What You Did Last Night, Dip Your Brush in the Sunshine, and these.
Beloved, because it's true, you're all that I want you to be. You're a darling, adorable devil who loves someone who looks like me.
First it was your eyes that said it, your arms took credit, your lips said, please take care. Soon there was a gentle murmur that grew much firmer. I lost my heart right there. You delicious, delightful delirium, just see what your love's done to me. Oh, believe it, beloved, because it's true. You're all that I want you to be.
A long old Harlem way that tells you when a party is 10 times more than gay. To say that things are jumping leaves not a single doubt that everything is in full swing when you hear someone shout. It is, the joint is jumping, it's really jumping. Come in, cats, and check your hats. I mean, this joint is jumping. The piano's thumping, the dancers are bumping. This here spot is more than hot. In fact, the joint is jumping. Check your weapons at the door. Be sure to pay your quarter. Burn your leather on the floor. Grab anybody's daughter. The roof is rocking. The neighbor's knocking. We're all bums when the wagon comes. I mean, the joint is jumping. Let it be. Yeah. Sing this joint, boy. Yeah. Don't you hit that chick, that's my broad. Where'd you get that stuff at? Well, I'll knock you to your knees. What? Put this cat out of here. What? Get rid of that pistol. Get rid of that pistol. Yeah. Get rid of it. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, man, it's really ready. No, baby, not now. I can't come over there right now. Moses on his toes, I mean, this joint is jumping. Uh-huh, no time for talking. This place is walking, yes. Hit the jug and cut the rug. I said the joint is jumping. Listen, get your pig feet, beer, and gin. There's plenty in the kitchen. Who is that that just came in? Just look at the way he's switching. Oh, listen. Don't mind the hour. I'm in power. I got bail if we go to jail. I said the joint is jumping. Don't give your right name. No, no, no.
Fats Waller and His Rhythm, October 7th, 1937, and The Joint is Jumpin', written by Andy Razaf, J.C. Johnson, and Fats Waller. Jimmy Johnson's birthday was September 14th, and Al Casey, who played guitar in The Rhythm, was born September 15th, 1915, so he was just 22 years old when that record was made. Before that, Eddie Stone did double duty playing violin and vocalizing with Isham Jones and his orchestra on Believe It, Beloved, written by Johnson, George Whiting, and Nat Schwartz. That Decca recording is from December 6, 1934. We started off our tribute to James C. Johnson with J.C. Johnson and his Red Hot Sparks and Red Hot Hottentot, a Johnson composition, recorded in February of 1929 for QRS, the piano roll company, whose foray into record production lasted only about a year and a half. Despite Fat's advice not to give your real name, I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Exactly 118 years ago today, September 19th, marked the birth in 1892 in New York City of composer Fred Ahlert, A-H-L-E-R-T. His songs have been recorded by artists as diverse as Fats Waller, Willie Nelson, the Mamas and the Papas, and John Coltrane. After graduating from City College of New York and Fordham University Law School, he went to work for the music publishing firm of Waterson, Berlin, and Snyder, arranging for Irving Aronson and his Commanders, and then for the Fred Waring Glee Club. He began composing special material for vaudeville acts and was soon selling his own compositions to Tin Pan Alley publishers. His first hit came in 1920 with I'd Love to Fall Asleep and Wake Up in My Mammy's Arms, co-written with Sam Lewis and Joe Young. That was followed in 1922 by I Gave You Up Before You Threw Me Down, written with Burt Kalmar and Harry Ruby. Ahlert's association with lyricist Joe Young produced hits such as I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter, It Can Happen to You, and Life is a Song. Ahlert also collaborated with Edgar Leslie and Sam Lewis. His most successful collaboration began in 1928 when he met lyricist Roy Turk, and together they produced I'll Get By, As Long as I Have You, Mean to Me, Walking My Baby Back Home, I Don't Know Why I Just Do, and Love, You Funny Thing. In 1933, Ahlert became a director of ASCAP, a position he held for 20 years, including 2 years as president of the organization. Fred Ahlert died in New York City on October 20, 1953. Here are three from the pen of Fred Ahlert.
This is my confession true, all about my love for you. Here I can't recite lines like poets write, so this simple one must do. I'm in love with you, honest, really, truly. No one else will do, honest, really, truly. Ever since we met, I knew it. That's my little story, and I'll stick right to it. I'm in love with you, honest, really, truly in love with you, dear.
Thank you. you may go, I'll follow you through the rain and over the snow. I'll follow you. No sea could be too wide. I'd cross the great divide just to be at your side, my darling. Distance cannot keep us apart. I'll follow you, sheltered by the love in my heart. I'll see it through, wherever you may be. You can depend on me until eternity. I'll follow you. Can depend on me until eternity. I'll follow you until eternity. I'll follow you.
Couple can plan and dream the way that we do. Love is no guess when you picture your happiness the way that we do. Roses and kitties and such, is that expecting too much? Didn't you say it would happen that way, or were you fooling?
Joey Nash with Richard Himber and his Ritz-Carlton Orchestra asking the musical question, Were You Foolin'? Written by Fred Allert and Edgar Leslie. That Victor recording is from October 23, 1934. Before that, it was Paul Whiteman and his orchestra and I'll Follow You, written by Allert and Roy Turk. The vocalist on that September 26, 1932 Victor recording was Red McKenzie. We began that set with Art Jarrett and Honest, Really, Truly, another Turk Allert product from December 8, 1931. Last week, September 17th, marked the birth in 1895 in Paducah, Kentucky.
Paducah!
Yes, Paducah, of drummer William McKinney. In 1920, he formed his first band, the Cinco Septet, which emphasized vaudeville and comedy. At first, McKinney played drums, but after several years, Cuba Austin took over drums and McKinney worked as leader and manager. In 1926, the band was hired by Gene Goldkett to work at Detroit's Greystone Ballroom, and the band was given the name McKinney's Cotton Pickers. Don Redman was with the band from 1927 to 31 as musical director, arranger, and sideman. The band began a short but successful recording contract with Victor in 1928, and the following year was appearing at night spots in Harlem. The Cotton Pickers broke up in 1934 in Baltimore, and the following year William McKinney and Cuba Austin formed a new band, which was hired on a permanent basis at the Recreation Ballroom in Boston. Around 1940, McKinney left the music business and went to work at the Ford factory in Detroit. William McKinney died in the same town in which he was born, Paducah.
Paducah!
Yes, Paducah, on October 14, 1969. Here's McKinney's Cotton Pickers.
Thank you.
keenest clothes,
fortunate with bows.
Everybody knows
Miss Hannah I'm speaking of.
Does she have a frown?
Say no, she's the talk of all the town.
Men all gather round
Miss Hannah. Now is she lovely? Boy, I mean, all other girls in town go unseen.
Does she have a style?
Boy, what a smile.
Men would walk a mile for Hannah.
There you have three different vocalists with McKinney's Cotton Pickers. We started off with Bill Cody on November 4th, 1930, and Laughing at Life. Laughing at Life was composed by Cornell and Bob Todd with the lyrics by Nick and Charles Kenny, and was followed by Don Redman taking the vocal honors on Miss Hannah from November 6, 1929. We finished up with Dave Wilborn, who played banjo and guitar in the band, and Just a Shade Corn. That was recorded July 28th, 1930. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. Last week, September 15th, marked the birth in 1871 in Brantford, Ontario, Canada, of lyricist Alfred Bryan. He attended the Collegiate Institute in London, Ontario, Canada, before moving to Chicago to work as a newspaper reporter. Around 1905, he moved to New York and worked for publishing firms as an arranger and songwriter. His first big hit came in 1910 with Come Josephine and My Flying Machine, with music by Fred Fisher. Other collaborators included George W. Meyer, Al Piantedosi, and Carmen Lombardo, with whom he wrote Give Me Your Affection, Honey. In 1915, his anti-war song I Didn't Raise My Boy to Be a Soldier became controversial and was banned in England and France, but Bryan regained his popularity with the patriotic When Alexander Takes His Ragtime Band to France in 1918. He moved to Hollywood in 1928 and wrote songs for motion pictures until 1949. He was a founding member of ASCAP and died in Gladstone, New Jersey on April 1, 1958. ASCAP lists 270, but Alfred Bryan reportedly wrote over 700 songs, including these.
Of blue, she kept that little jacket of blue, and all the sailors knew just why she wore his jacket of blue. She asked the leaves that fell from the tree, she asked the breeze that came from the sea, where can my lover be? Oh, won't you send him homeward to me? She climbed aboard each whaler, and she would say to every sailor, tell me true, where is my boy in blue? Help me too, tell me what can I do? The truth I never told her, but each one tried his best to console her, day by day, until she wasted away, day by day, till she wasted away. She wore a little jacket of blue, she kept that little jacket of blue, and all the sailors knew just why she wore his jacket of blue. Ooh, 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 ooh,
¶¶ well. Leave your sorrow and smile. Bring me your caravan of love. To the one you're dreaming of, stop dreaming. Love, love, love while you may. Fades away. So come, come, sing for a while my song of the Thank you.
the birds whistle-a-doo. Some of the birds wanted to sue. She wanted love, a new kind of love. So she packed her things, spread her wings, and went to saw those diamond rings. Some of the birds built her a nest. They flew out where the loving is best. She drank up all my tea and left the leaves on me. Some of the birds flew around and whistled too.
The Silver Mask Tenor, Joseph M. White with the B.F. Goodrich Silvertown Orchestra, directed by Joseph Necht, and Brown Eyes, Why Are You Blue, written by Alfred Bryan and George W. Meyer. The B.F. Goodrich Silvertown Orchestra radio program, sponsored by B.F. Goodrich Tires, debuted on WEAF on February 12, 1925, and was heard in different formats and time slots for about 10 years. Before that, a record I wish was in better condition, Jack Smith doing the whispering and Carson Robison doing the whistling on Some Other Bird Whistled a Tune. Fred Fisher wrote the music and Alfred Bryan and Bob Schaefer wrote the lyrics. That's from November 4, 1925, and was preceded by another Bryan Meyer effort, My Song of the Nile. That was Frank Munn with the Colonial Club Orchestra, a Bob Herring pseudonym, in August of 1929. We began our tribute to Alfred Bryan with DeBroy Summers and his band with Jerry Fitzgerald providing the vocal on She Wore a Jacket of Blue, recorded in London on March 9, 1935. Here to start off this last segment of the show are a couple of requests from listener Dan.
I've got the answer. When you're able to keep on toiling, you can save the day. Put a little salt on the bluebird's tail before he flies away. When you hear wolves growling round your door, they'll scare you and dare you. That's the thing that should prepare you. When the golden sun is shining, keep on raking hay. Put a little salt on the bluebird's tail before he flies away.
Thank you. when you think that fate has been unkind. 'Cause you haven't many toys like some other girls and boys. Here's a little rhyme worth remembering sometime. What makes life the sweetest, bestest and completest? Not a big dollhouse or a Mickey Mouse, but the right somebody to love.
Familiar feeling, and yet it's more than I can bear. Though tears, sweetheart, are way beyond concealing, don't pity me, it had to be. The song that you sang so sweetly, you called it our love refrain. It's gone and I'm left completely out in the cold again. I dreamed that our love would linger, but just memories remain. I gaze at a ringless finger out in the cold again. True, it hurts my pride to step aside for somebody new. But deep down inside, my whole world depended on you. I wanted your arms around me to shelter me from the rain. But now I'm back where you found me, out in the cold again. It hurts my pride to step aside for somebody new. But deep down inside, my whole world depended on you. No, I wanted your arms around me to shelter me from the rain. But now I'm back where you found me, out in the cold again.
We begin this final segment of the show with a couple of requests from listener Dan. First, it was Wayne King, best known as the Waltz King, but not on that recording of Put a Little Salt on the Bluebird's Tail. The vocalist on that December 12, 1929 recording was Ernie Burchill, trumpeter in the band. That song is in the 1929 sauna art picture Blaze of Glory, which is based on Thomas Alexander Boyd's story The Long Shot, which is about World War I gas warfare, infidelity, unemployment, and murder. I'd love to hear how they worked that James F. Hanley song into the film. Next, it was Ray Starita and his Ambassadors Band with Betty Bolton in June of 1929 and Blue Hills of Pasadena. Blue Hills of Pasadena was composed by Leo Herbert with the lyrics by Raymond Wallace. The voice of Betty Boop and Olive Oil, Mae Questel's birthday was last week on September 13th in 1908, so we played The Right Somebody to Love, recorded April 3rd, 1936. The Right Somebody to Love was written by Jack Yellen and Lou Pollock. We finished up with Chick Bullock, whose birthday was last week on September 14, 1894. That was Out in the Cold Again, composed by Ruby Bloom with the words by Ted Kohler. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.